You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're talking about Satan Claus, otherwise known as Santa Claus, and how he's a counterfeit of Jesus. Job 26 verse 1 says, "But Job answered and said, how have you helped him who is without power? How have you saved the arm that has no strength? How have you counseled one who has no wisdom? And how have you declared sound advice to many? To whom have you uttered words? And the spirit came from you, the dead tremble, those under the waters, and those inhabiting them. Sheol is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. He stretches out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing." The north, that's where Satan Claus supposedly lives, and it's over the north that God stretched things out. Job 37:14. "Listen to this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know who, when God dispatches them and causes the light of his cloud to shine? Do you know how the clouds are balanced, those wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? Why are your garments hot when he quiets the earth by a south wind? With him have you spread out the sky, strong as a cast metal mirror. Teach us what we should say to him, for we can prepare nothing because of the darkness. Should he be told that I wish to speak? If a man were to speak, surely he would be swallowed up. Even now men cannot look at the light when it is bright in the skies, when the wind has paused and cleared them. He comes from the north as golden splendor, who with God is awesome majesty." So God comes from the north. Where does Satan Claus come from? Hello, the North Pole. Where does Satan want to be? What was Satan's desire, where he wanted to go? Isaiah 14:12 says, "How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the height of this clouds. I will be like the Most High." Satan wanted to be like God, and he wanted to sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. So why would Satan? That's what he was trying to take over from God, to overthrow God. And where does Satan Claus live again? The North Pole. Does he live at the South Pole? It's actually colder there. No, he lives at the North Pole. The whole thing is a satanic counterfeit. It has nothing to do with Jesus. We punish our children for lying to us the rest of the year. And then come December 25th, we lie to our children. Quit lying. Quit believing the lies. Quit the pagan celebration. It's not the birth of Jesus. It's the winter solstice festival. Jesus is not the reason for the season. He hates it. He was never in it. Reject the lies and follow God.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.